Anthony Isaacs on BBC Radio Norfolk.
19 minutes past eight. We've heard all sorts of incredible stories of faith on this programme over the years, and it's often at the darkest moments in life that the light of that faith can shine through. My next guest survived the horrors of the Rwandan genocide against all odds and says she knew that God had spared her life so that she could bring hope to others. Immaculee Hedden and her husband Richard run the Rwandan Orphans Project, Let the Little Children Come to Me, and they'll be sharing their story at Newton Flotman Church in South Norfolk next weekend. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Anthony.
Immaculee, can you take us back to 1994? How did events unfold for you? And just tell us a bit about your story.
Thank you very much. 1994 happened, actually, the beginning of April 1994, we were in prayer and with a scripture in union, and then they were speaking about blood being shed in the churches. And then after that, the 2nd of April, I took my own time with the Lord. I was thirsty to pray, especially for my country. And then God started speaking about that he will protect me, that people are going to die like flies. And I didn't really understood fully until it happened. So I spent 3 days in prayer, and then I actually finished my prayer, and then I head home. And then when I reached where I was living, I found out that my dad passed away, who was in Congo. So I have to go to my cousin that the same day. So the plan of the president who was leading Rwanda, actually the one who has planned the genocide, was crushed. He was together with the president from Burundi, and then at that moment everyone was afraid, because people has been start like they killed Tutsis. Anything could happen to a Hutu, even if he's not president, then Tutsi will be the one to pay. So we were so people were so afraid what could have happened. And then the beginning of the 7th of April, actually, my roommate where I was living was killed. Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you, Immaculee, for that. Because when we hear the words Tutsi, Hutu, and Rwanda, it takes us seconds to remember some of the images that were coming out, and we were thousands of miles away. But for you there, it must have been horrific.
It was terrible. It was really, yeah, unbelievable, actually, because, you know, we live together in the same communities. Not like, Rwanda is not like any other country in Africa where you have the region of different tribe and they speak different language. We speak the same language. There is no differentiation between geographical. Everyone is your neighbors. You share everything. So surprising to see sometimes somebody who might kill you that you used to live with. So, yeah, that's how it was. It was really terrible.
What then brought you to the UK?
Well, you know, after genocide, God has started speaking that he would take me to the nations. And I didn't know. By that time, I didn't know how it will happen, but fortunately it happened through my mission organization called the Youth of the Mission. I did my school in Rwanda, discipleship training school, and then I was part of Youth of the Mission in Rwanda. But that time I couldn't speak English, so there was a program in my mission organization in England that is training missions, so I come to learn English in 2000. That's how I came to England and served God in mission. talk about his goodness. Yeah.
Richard, how did you and Immaculée meet? Just tell us the story.
Yeah, so as Immaculée said, she had come from Rwanda to England, actually to Harpenden in Hertfordshire, to learn English. And then I had been part of that mission. I wasn't part of that mission at the time, but I had friends there, so I'd often visit the mission centre. And just by, maybe you can call it chance, by God incidence, we met. Her school was giving a culture night. They were doing culture program performances, and she picked someone out at random to take a photo of the last performance, and that person was me. So I took the photo and then gave the camera back after the performance, and then it went from there. I was interested to hear her story of what had happened to her, and then we just got to know each other, and I was just amazed at how God had protected her. And we spent time. I was so impressed by her testimony. I thought, this is the kind of story that needs to be written down. We spent time working on writing it down, and eventually that was published in a book. We've got her book, which is called Under His Mighty Hand.
So I could hear Immaculée prompting you about the book.
Yes. You know, it's a very profound story, and it's good to... You get, if people read that, they have the whole story. There's many testimonies of God's goodness and just the way he can make a way where it just seems impossible.
Because that part of it, when things were so dark for Immaculée, and you were hearing the story, Richard, how difficult was that for you to hear somebody who you were growing to love had gone through such trauma?
Well, actually, a lot of what she was sharing was not difficult in that I wasn't hearing about a lot of people being killed. Obviously, there was, you know, they don't know the exact number of people killed, but they think it's something like 1 million people in 100 days. But actually hearing Immaculée, I was hearing how God was doing miraculous things. So there was one point where she had to move from her cousin's house to an orphanage to take refuge. And just as she was walking up towards the road, a bomb exploded, and all the militia, all the killers ran off. And she just walked straight through the roadblock. So for me, I was thinking, wow, God did amazing miracle for Immaculée. And there was many other things that were actually inspiring to my faith. Obviously there are some difficult things that went on, which is painful to hear. And there's people who are no longer here. But overall, when I was listening to her story, my faith was inspired. And we hope when people read her story, it's an inspiring story. It inspires faith, rather than is a story of deep tragedy, although it did happen within the context of, you know, a terrible human tragedy.
Immaculée, I know the Rwandan Orphans Project that you run, Let the Little Children Come to Me, being very successful because, of course, there were lots of children made orphans because of the genocide.
Yeah.
And what do you aim to do with the project?
Actually, the project was started by my friend. I was here in UK, and she asked us to be a UK coordinator of the project because those children, they were born out of the women who were raped during the genocide, and those women, most of them had AIDS, and even a few of the children are affected by AIDS. So what we have been doing is to raise the finances for them to study, and we were able to build a building out of the money that we received, because some of the children didn't have a home. So when they come for holiday, then they have way to go. And during the weekend also, those who are in around the where the project building is built up, they could go to have some food. And also we speak hope of to the children. So because when my friend started, she was feeling compassion, and it's amazing to see how children they have hope.
Absolutely. Immaculate and Richard, thank you so much for coming on to Sunday Breakfast and telling my listeners and me your stories. Thank you very much indeed. And if you want to see Immaculate and Richard and hear their story, they are telling it at Newton Flotman Church on Sunday, November the 13th at 7 o'clock. Newton Flotman Church, Sunday, November the 13th at 7 o'clock. And if you want to read Immaculate's story, it's available in book and, of course, online format. It's called Under His Mighty Hand, and it's written by Richard Hedden. Under His Mighty Hand by Richard Hedden.